This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
CQ, 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 good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kirk, and I will be calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net into session. I am located just south of LaPorte. And I will be your net control session. Net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club, net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is traffic at any time during this net, please say If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let Net Control handle the emergency. Club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970W9LY. This repeater, VHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star connected, which is also connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPCARC DMR Talk Group on the TGIF network. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 northbound, a 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610K9JSI, VHF, FM, analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West on the 300-foot tower there, across from the Summit Farm. Last but not least, we have the 441.950W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM Wires X connected, also located at the Tower Schultz Road and Highway 35 North. And you heard that correct. It is Wires X connected once again. It is up and operational. Feel free to use it as much as you wish. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from Net Control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. Well, if you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With this live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radio active is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a free browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. Again, it's free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the Ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net could be any topic or question and or the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for Net Control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now. Okay, I'll check myself in. This is AC9HO Net Control, also club treasurer. Checked in here. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
At 9GIP.
Well, good evening there, Mr. Ken at 9ZIP. Are you mobile or short time or both?
We're going to do short time tonight. I'm trying out my new HT here, so just wanted to see how we're doing.
Oh, you're doing very, very well. Sounds very good. You got to enlighten us. You got to tell us what kind of HT it is you're running. What kind of antenna? I'm assuming the standard rubber duck. You have a slight hash in the background, but nothing major, nothing I would be worried about.
Now, this is a tri-band boat bang I got off the Hamfest. The antenna, don't have a clue what it is. It came with it. So, we'll go from there.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds good. Sounds good. No issues whatsoever. You're rock solid in as a repeater. The audio sounds good. Like I said, you got a slight, you know, hiss in the background, but nothing to be concerned about at all. Is that all you got there, Ken, for tonight?
That's it, Kurt. It's just 73, so thank you for everyone on the net, and have a good evening.
All right, Ken, 73 to you as well. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of your week, and that Baofeng is definitely working for you. So, all right, any other mobile or short-time stations, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll move on to the ham.live list as I currently have it. Let me mark myself off here. First on the list, we have N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
And I know I'm here, Bob from LaPorte. No, nothing for the net. Kind of had a nice time at the Ham Fest, and it turned out nice weather, everything for us, so that's great. Okay, let me go back to you. Thanks, Kurt, for doing the net, as always. So speed of 9ROM clear and back to the net control.
Comment.
All right, Bob, we heard you in there, Mike. All right, Bob, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And, yeah, definitely had a good time at the Ham Fest. And I will make more comments on that in a little bit. Go ahead, Mike, AC9HO net control.
I forgot that first station's call sign. Now a short time, but he had just got a Baofeng tri-bander. He was wondering about the antenna. One thing he might want to do is unscrew the antenna, turn upside down, and read the fine print inside the base of the antenna. And if it's like mine, he'll see that it's rated or it's tuned for 2 meter. It's tuned for 440, but there's no mention at all of the 220 band that it has in it. That antenna doesn't work on 220. At least mine doesn't. N9OKA.
Okay, Mike, yeah, that's a good point. If it only came with one antenna, typically when you buy those new, they come with two antennas, and one of them does 220, and the other antenna does the dual band. I know Comet makes a good tri-band antenna, if that's not a tri-band, and his call sign was N9ZIP. That was Mr. Ken. But, Ken, do you have a comment if you're still listening? He was short time, so he may not be out there anymore. Okay, I called it. He's probably put the radio away for the night. We're listening from afar. All right, Mike, yeah, thanks for that tidbit there, because that's definitely a thing. So typically, unless somebody sold it with a tri-band antenna, typically they do not come with a tri-band antenna, which does not make much sense to me, but is what it is, I guess. All right, moving on. KD9PYT, Rob, do you have anything for the net?
KD9PYT in Walkerton. Not all that interesting. Spent the day sort of a dreary day, but trying to get winter projects wrapped up or to a point where I can stop them and maybe change over to spring stuff. Also was on the UPNet earlier today and heard some good comments about the Hamfest. Some people from Michigan went to it and had a good time. Appreciate you doing the net, and back to you, net control.
Okay, Rob, very good. Yeah, there's quite a few Michiganders come down here to join in the festivities, so much appreciated to you on that. Is that UPNet? Is that on HF?
Yeah, it's 3.921, I think it was, 80 meter.
Okay. I'm usually probably at work at that time, so not much chance of me checking in, but I thought I'd have you announce it a little bit there. That way, if anybody was interested, they could check in to that net. All right, Rob. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
I happened to check into the Wednesday afternoon one because I talked to the guy who's net control for that. I think they do it at, there's a pre-registration, a pre-login at 4:30, and then the regular net starts at 5, and that's all Eastern time.
Okay, I don't know if my radio stopped transmitting or what, but it seems we might have doubled a little bit. I think you're getting more information on the net. Please do so, sir. My apologies for either pausing too long or maybe my radio stopped transmitting. Go ahead with that information again, Rob. Sorry about that.
Okay, the UPNet is 3.921. That's 80 meters, and usually they do it every day, it's my understanding, and they have different net controllers almost every day. And there's a pre-login at 4:30, and you can get on at 5, I think is when it really begins, and they assign you a number if you log in, and a lot of people can, and I'm going on it, so I think that's all of it. Back to you, net control.
Okay, Rob, thank you for repeating that, and yeah, I'm not sure what I did wrong there, but that's okay. We got the information out there. It's all that really matters, right? All right, Rob, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt and everybody. Not too much for the night, for the net. I do had fun at the Ham Fest over the weekend, and did pick up a MFJ digital FWR watt meter. Didn't have anything for the shack downstairs, so it's kind of nice to see that. I didn't even, when I put up my VHF, UHF antenna, I didn't even check FWR, but according to this right now, I got a 1.03:1 on it, so that's good. And yeah, I'll turn it over to net control. This is KE9BBB, Josh from LaPorte.
Okay, Josh, very good. Yeah, that's handy to know for sure. If your SWRs are too wonky, that could be bad juju. So definitely don't want that to happen. I'm going to take this time. Thank you, Josh, for checking in, and have a good evening, good rest of your week. Take this time to personally thank everybody that was there at the Ham Fest before we get too far into this net. All you guys that helped out before, after, during, all the times. The volunteers, man, we couldn't have done it without you guys. Definitely. There's no way that could have happened. So, much appreciated. Any donations, you know, of any kind, which we did have some broccoli and cheese donated. That was probably tasty. I didn't get any. I didn't get any Sloppy Joes. I didn't go buy anything. I mean, I was content. So, saved me money, and I didn't get any fatter than I already am, so that's okay. No donuts. I had coffee. That was it. That's all I had. But, much appreciated. Personal thanks from me for all you guys do. Like I said, it wouldn't happen without you. I'm going to let the repeater reset, and since Rich is not here, I'm going to read what's on the website that he posted also on Facebook for anybody that might not have heard this yet. It's his thank you as well. AC9HO Net Control. All right, from Rich, I would like to offer a very heartfelt thank you to our visitors, our vendors, and our club members that came out to support the Cabin Fever Hamfest. I'm going to add also club member adjacent, because there was a few helpers that are not club members, but they were helping a club member, and we thank them as well. Continue on with Rich's comment. Your efforts did not go unnoticed. I would also like to thank those individuals that promoted our event through their nets, newsletters, or just simply talking about it on their repeaters. Our club will always pay it forward by supporting and promoting all or your events as well. Our HamFest is our main revenue stream that allows us to continue giving you clear regional capabilities through analog and digital platforms. Because of your support, we can continue to offer these platforms for you to enjoy. We can continue to provide supplemental communications assistance during emergencies and large-scale events where communication logistics are essential. So thank you all for your continued support. Rich Oberle, President. So, yeah, that was from Rich. And since he's not on here tonight, I thought it would be a good thing to mention that because, we're both very, very grateful for all the help that we got from everybody. Very grateful for all the vendors that showed up, all the people that attended the HamFest and enjoyed the 50-50 with us. We definitely had a lot of people interested in that. So, anyway, moving on with the net. AC980 Net Control.
CMN Network, 220.
All right, we got another check-in on HamFest Live, which is the last one on my list. Let me make sure it's scrolling. It is KE9EYX. I have Wesley on my screen. Are you on the radio, and if so, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hello, this is Wesley. I got my license. And I talked with Kurt at HamFest the other day, so I appreciate that. This is on the Talk Pod radio that I got for free.
All right, Wesley, yes, I remember talking to you. As soon as I heard your voice, I was like, I think that's him. So that's your call sign, KE9EYX. Brand new ham, passed the test at the HamFest. We have VE testing there, and we think our VEs as well for being there. But Wesley, on the talk pod that we gave him, the club gave him as a new young amateur radio operator. So Wesley, what do you think so far? Is this your first contact? First time you've been on the radio?
Yeah, that's correct. This is my first contact that I've made so far, so appreciate it. You're my first contact.
I'm not going to lie. I like to hear that. So it's not the first time I've heard it, and I hope it's not going to be the last. But I hope it's not the last time we hear you on here either. So, yeah, don't be a stranger. That talk pod's working pretty good. What's your general location so I get an idea how far away you are from the repeater? Because you got a little bit of static in the background. You could probably talk a little bit closer to the radio to bring your audio up a little bit. Other than that, you're doing a fine job.
I'm actually located about 30 miles from the repeater and in the middle of like a bunch of trees. So I'm actually, there's a little bit of static, but doing pretty well for a little mobile radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little portable radio like that. You're doing a fine job from North Liberty. No complaints whatsoever. I remember you saying that now that you're in North Liberty. When I asked, I did not remember. So, all right, Wesley. Well, do you have any questions for us while you have us on the radio here?
Nope, I'm just happy to be here. Thanks, Phil.
All right, Wesley, well, I'll let you sign off with your call sign there, and then we'll move on to the next check-in. I appreciate you checking in. Getting over that mic fright for some people is the hardest thing to do, and you're already one step ahead. So I will let you sign off with your call sign because I don't think I've heard you say it yet, and I'd like to hear you say it.
Y-I-O.
All right, perfect. Perfect. New ham there. New ham of the evening. I don't know if he'll be the last tonight, but he's the first, that's for sure. Like I said, he passed the test there at the Ham Fest. So, Wesley, we thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and don't be a stranger. Use these repeaters as much as you want. That's what they're here for. All right. That completes the ham.live list as I have it currently. We will now move on to general check-ins. Anybody, anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control, 9DVR. Net Control. Net Control, please log Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November, George in Highland, Indiana.
Net Control, W9DLP, Gary in Michigan City.
8D9DY.
All right, this darn auto-scroll on my ham.live is not working. Acknowledging KD9PBR, AC9XN, W9DLP, and 89GY. KD9PBR, Steve, do you have anything to the net?
Just saying hi. I hope everybody's doing good. Anyways, it's my Monday night, so I'm a little tired. But good to hear everyone out here tonight.
All right, Steve. Well, rest up on your Monday night there. I feel like it's a Monday for me, too, because my work week's been a little weird with us doing inventory and all. They actually told everybody to stay home unless you wanted to volunteer to finish up a little bit, but they had enough volunteers, so I stayed home. I'm not much of a volunteer these days. After almost 30 years, I've had enough volunteering, but... Steve, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and get all rested up there for your next for your Tuesday. All right, next on the list we have AC9XN, George. George, there was people looking for you at the Hamfest. Did you make it this week or this weekend? Go ahead, George. You got anything for the net?
Alpha Charlie Niner Hotel Oscar. Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. My name is George. I'm in Highland, Indiana. Roger, Roger. I did attend the fest. I specifically went to pay my dues. And got into the right hands. I did run into Charlie Dills. He's the sheriff of Marshall County and the MCOM director of Aries District 2. I ran into Double I Don from Michigan, V8 Allen from Whitehall, Tony, usually a good boy, and Jeff JJM. I also was with KC9 KRX, Brad. I took him. He's blind, but he wanted to go to the fest. So, yeah, I was there. I'm mostly invisible. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody looks for me, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. It was a nice little fest, and I will plan on attending again next year if the Lord lets me live. So nice work, guys. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Back to you, Kurt, and 7-3.
All right, George, very good. Yeah, I thought you said you were going to be there. And I cannot remember the whole time while you're talking. I was trying to think of who it was that was looking for you. And I cannot remember who it was, but oh well. They probably found you and I just didn't know it. I was pretty busy that day. And I missed you. I didn't see you, but I know if I was paying attention and noticed you, I would have recognized you. So, but George, thank you for coming to the Hamfest and participating with us. And thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And yes, I looked through the cards and I found your name. So yes, I think I've already updated the membership roster and you're on there. Appreciate you contributing to that as well and being a member. It's definitely money that goes that's well worth it that we use to keep these repeaters going. So thank you for that too. Have a good evening, George. Thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, we have W9DLP. Dave, do you have anything for the net?
Thank you, Net Control. This is W9DLP, Michigan City. Two quick comments. One, congratulations on a good ham fest. Scale of 10 to 1. Who did the most work and who did none? I guess I would be number one. I did nothing. I was talking and I had actually no customers.
Oh, well, thank you for being there just in case, but that's kind of surprising. Well, the fairgrounds is kind of easier to find, I think. All you got to do is type in LaPorte County Fairgrounds, and boom, there it is on your GPS but or phone or whatever you use. But, yeah, but you might see that every year where it's going to be less and less. I know Rich was talking to somebody or a couple guys in the morning, but I think only a few minutes before I heard you come on. And they were asking if there's going to be signs out there and everything. So, but much appreciated that you did that for us, though. Thank you, Dave. Go ahead with your next.
Anytime, Kurt, anything I can do to help. Okay, since he hasn't made general announcements yet, but I'll put his bug out on the Saturday coming up. It's the first Saturday of the month. So we will be doing tornado sirens, emergency situation sirens, functionability tests. Everyone, just I'm going to make one comment. Note here, I have three sirens this month working with LaPorte County Emergency Management that need to be verified. If you want to get your little scratch paper out, it's siren number 407, which is 3600 South 700 East Fish Lake. The second one is siren number 311. That's Purdue University, Schwartz Hall, and the, come on, scroll work. The third one is siren number 104, which is Greenwood Cemetery, Michigan City. So, well, anyone and everyone is welcome to participate. I will be opening the net at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. By the way, Kurt, BSK is in the background. So, for check-in. With that, I believe I have no further traffic. W9DLP back to net control.
Okay, Dave, thank you for that update. Can you give me the third siren? I missed it. I got 407, I got 311. I missed the third one.
104. That's in Greenwood Cemetery in Michigan City.
Okay, Vivi, thank you for that. All right, and for anybody that doesn't know, specifically Wesley, not to single you out, but since you're a brand new ham, what Dave is talking about, if you're listening, is every first Saturday of the month, I'm sure you've heard the sirens go off at 11 a.m. We actually monitor those sirens the first Saturday of every month. Dave is the net control. He'll be doing what I'm doing right now, but on a little more official basis. And he'll be taking check-ins for people that will go to sirens, or if you live by a siren, and let him know once the testing's done, if it rotated, if it's a rotating siren, if it made noise, and if it did not. So basically, you're just letting him know if it worked or not. And you got to tell them which siren it is, where it's at, and preferably the siren number, if you can get that off the pole. But, Wesley, if you're interested, or anybody, if you're interested in helping out with that, check in on Saturday morning, this Saturday, March 7th, at 10 a.m., 10:30-ish, and Dave will let you know, or unless you're already at a siren, let him know where you're at, or he will assign you a siren to go to, if you're willing. So, like I've always said, if somebody's close enough to a siren, they can sit in their lazy boy and do the siren. Just have to go get the siren number, write it down, and sit in your lazy boy once a month and listen to that siren go round and round. All right, Dave and Sue, thank you guys for checking in. Thank you for that information. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. And Wesley, or anybody, if you have any questions during this net, just say comment or question, and since it's your first net. All right, next on the list we have 89GY, Mike. Coming in a little bit better than the last time we spoke on this repeater. Sounding pretty good tonight. Do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hi, Kurt. Yeah, thanks. It's hit or miss with the way my signal gets out with this attic antenna still there. So, just want to say, yeah, I went to the HamFest, my first. It was fun. I got there first thing in the morning and leave after almost an hour. But that's the best I could do. But it was a lot of fun to see what goes on at one of those, and it looks like you guys did pretty well with it.
Yeah, yeah, we had a good turnout. We sold, 79 tables, and I think it was 295 tickets sold at the door. So that's been going up gradually. We've had a higher door entry in years past at about 450, somewhere in there. We gave away more tickets, so we're probably in the 350 range, actually, but we sold 295. Because we give some of the vendors tickets as well if they request them. So we did well. We did better than last year, and that's all we can ask for, right?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thanks for running the net, and appreciate it. And once again, that was a lot of fun at the HamFest there. You got AD9GY Mike from Monterey.
All right, Mike, very good. Sounding good tonight. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And don't forget, it's for everybody. We will also have a second HamFest at the tower site on July 18th. So I will be announcing that a little bit later in the net. But that's just a little teaser there. So don't forget, we'll have a second one. That one's outside. So, and it's only $5 a car. So if you bring a carload of people, it's $5. Same with the vendors, it's $5. They bring a trailer, it's another $5 because it takes up two spots. So we don't make a ton of money on this one, but we're hoping to make it bigger and better, and eventually, you never know, we might actually start making money on it. But the fun thing is just getting people together and possibly making some money for them. So, all right, Mike, again, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. And we got another Ham.live check in here, KE9ALK, Thomas. You have anything for the net?
Nope, I don't have anything for the net. It was great participating with the Ham Fest and glad to be a part of it. And that's all I got. Thanks for doing the net, and back to you, Kurt, KE9ALK.
Comment.
All right, Dave, we got you in there. Yeah, Thomas, thank you for your help as well, and I don't know if you heard, I read Rich's comment that he put on Facebook in the LaPorte County Amateur Radio group on Facebook. Check that out if you didn't read it already, but I read it on here, and I also thanked everybody, including you, for all you guys did, because without you guys, it would have been a lot harder for me and Rich. That's for sure. Dave, go ahead with your comment.
Real quick, before I forget, in the flavor of reciprocity, and we have more and more people on our net, there's another net going on for anybody here that's in 6 meters. At 8 o'clock tonight on 50.130. 50.130 is the Chicago FM club. It'll be preferably horizontal polarization and sideband at 50.130.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that, Dave. And I'll have to make something up a little more formal for that and start announcing it. You said 8 p.m. every Wednesday?
QFL.
Okay, keep that in mind for sure. So anybody interested, there's a net on 6 meters on 50.13, 8 p.m. tonight. It's the Chicago club, 6-meter club. They're having a net on 6 meters there. Thomas, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And we'll go more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
Yeah, that's the same group that competes on this frequency that we enduring here every now and then.
Oh, okay, the other 2-meter repeater over there?
Yeah, when the 6-meter net's done, everybody QSYs over to the 2-meter repeater, which is on this frequency, but the PL over there is 107.2.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. Thank you for that, Dave. Anybody anywhere? This is AC98 Net Control. Please call now.
This is N9OK, Mike LaPorte.
Oh, shame on me. I had you in here, Mike, as a and I didn't even check you off. But I forgot to go back to you, so I put you down as a check-in when you had to comment earlier. So go ahead, Mike. Do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, I really enjoyed myself here Saturday at the Ham Fest, and I bought a radio. I'm sitting there in front of me. I've been working on it today, trying to get it to talk on 2 meters, and I'm fine on the JSI, but on this repeater here I can receive, but I'm not transmitting. And I don't know if the tones are the same on the two frequencies in the shift or not.
Well, yes, quick answer, yes, everything's the same. 131.8 with a negative offset. I am on your preamble, Mike. It's in the preamble. Also, there's a handy little app for your phone called Repeater Book. It will give you every repeater in the area and how and what you need to do to set it up. I mean, it won't tell you how to program your radio, but it tells you the offset, tells you the PL tone, tells you everything you need to know.
Well, can I do a real quick radio check here?
But, of course, that's why we're here. I saw K9JSI come up, but I didn't hear anything on this repeater.
Okay, I'm on my HT.
Yeah, you gotta turn that volume down.
Okay. Boy, mercy.
Yeah, turn the volume down on the other radio, not the one you're talking on.
Okay, well, as you can see on the other radio, I have received, but I don't have transmit for some reason.
Yep, just make sure you got that negative 0.6 offset and make sure you got that PL tone and you got the tone turned on. It should look exactly. All the little icons, if you have it in memory, for the 6-1, if the 6-1 works, it should look exactly like that, just a different frequency.
Oh, boy. I don't understand what's going on then.
You'll figure it out, I'm sure. You just got to go through and check your offset. When you key up that radio, does it show the transmit frequency on the screen?
146.010.
Well, yeah, you're keying up on the K9JSI, on the other repeater. I saw you again.
Okay, what am I doing wrong?
What do you mean, what are you doing wrong? You're on the wrong repeater. Are you wanting a radio check on the K9JSI?
I'm on 146.970.
Yeah, you're not transmitting on 146.970. You're transmitting on 146.010.
Well, I don't know how to correct this.
Transmit again on that. Let me hear it real quick. I turned up the volume on the K9 JSI. Yeah, I don't know what you got set up there, but you're talking on the K9 JSI, the other repeater. You're not talking on this repeater with that radio. I don't know what, I don't know much about that radio. So, I don't know what you got going on there, but yeah, you're on the wrong repeater.
CMN.
Do you program in the receiving transmit frequency separate, or do you put in the receive frequency and then do the offset? How does that radio work?
Well, I just said the split. Oh, well, I'll try and figure it out here.
Well, right now, it sounds like you got the split set up to transmit on the K9 JSI repeater, and you are keying up the K9 JSI repeater and talking on that. So you need to change your split to 146.370. That's negative 0.6. That's why, get that repeater book app if you don't have it. It will show you the frequencies you have to use.
Are you in VFO mode or are you in memory mode? Did somebody prior to you have that thing set up for in memory?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but what, would you tell me that frequency again, Kurt?
It's real easy. 146.970 subtract 0.6. That will give you 146.370. That's your transmit frequency. Yeah, I appreciate the learning curve there, Mike, but you will get it. I know you will. This is why I am not a proponent of programming radios. Let me see if I have it. Programming radios with computers. You don't learn how to the offset and the PL tone, nothing against it. If that's what you choose, that's what you choose. But Mike has an old radio that won't do that, so now he has to do it the hard way. But Mike, yeah, we're here to help you. So as soon as you think you got it, let us know. If you have another question, let us know.
That's not the hard way. The hard way is when first you got started, we had to put a crystal in it.
Well, yeah, but that's dating yourself there, Dave. You're on the wrong repeater still, Mike. I heard you on the K9 JSI again. Yeah, you have to set that split, which, I don't know the 706 very well, so if anybody knows the 706, get a hold of Mike. But I am going to continue on with the net for now. Mike, keep playing with that. Don't give up. Don't give up. That's the last thing you got to do. As soon as you figure this out, it'll be like a light bulb. It'll be like, wow, this isn't that hard. So just keep fumbling through. You cannot screw that radio up. You can screw up a memory, but that's easy to fix. You can't brick the radio. So now, plugging a radio into a computer, it's possible to brick it if something goes wrong. So, all right, we'll do one more call for check-ins, and then we'll get into the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
N9KK. KI90, Jim in LaPorte. KD9VUV.
KC9NAP, Jeff, North Liberty.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian, South End.
KF9WW.
All right. That's what I like to hear. I got N9NKK, K KI9E, KD9VUB, KC9NAB, N9YLU, and KF9WW. If I did not call your call sign and you tried checking in, please try again. Okay, with nothing more heard, we will now go to the top of the list. N9NKK Scott. He's the main VE guy that was there Saturday doing the VE testing. Scott, I don't know if you heard, but one of your brand new testees was on here checking in, Wesley. Go ahead, Scott. Do you have anything for the net?
Thank you, Kurt. I did hear that, and congratulations, Wesley. Hope to hear you on the net from here on out. You got over your mic fright, so that's the hardest part of starting off, and there's a whole bunch of nice people out here to talk to, so I encourage you to participate. We did very well with the VE testing. We had 9 testees and 6 licenses passed out, so went real well. And with the new electronic filing, of course, those licenses come out very quickly. So everything's good. Had a great time at the Hamfest. Bought some Toro cores and stuff like that, some odds and ends, but nothing really big. Back to you, Kurt, N9NKK.
Okay, Scott, very good. Well, thank you and everybody else that helped you out in the VE, the Porter County Club. They were there helping out do VE testing. Much appreciated with all you guys coming there and getting that done for us and for the hobby. So we definitely need more VEs. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I haven't done it yet, so I need to get off my rear. But Scott, thank you. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. Next on the list, we have KI90. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Not too much to report, just enjoyed the Hamfest there last weekend, and that's about it there. Back to you, KI90.
All right, Jim, sounding good tonight. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And let's see, we got KD9VUV. Brian, haven't heard you in a bit. How are things? And you got anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Everything's going good. I've been studying for a certification for work, so that's taken up quite a bit of my time. That's why I've been missing some nets here and there, and been kind of quiet on the radio. I've been just trying to study for this exam, or the certification, so I take that in April, so once I get that under or taken care of, I'll probably be more regular again. But thanks for running the net. Let's send it back to net control. This is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, yeah, we'll be here. You take your time, you pass that certification. That's definitely higher on the to-do list than my net, for sure. Or radio in general. So good luck on that. Study well, and let us know how you do after April there. Of course, unless you failed and you don't want to say anything, then no, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm sure you'll do just fine. Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KC9NAD. Jeff, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, just had a good time up there. The Hamfest was good. Spent some money this time around. Bought a radio and 3 old external speakers. And got my breakfast paid for prior to that. That was good. Yeah, I had a good time. And seen some people that I haven't seen in a long time. And it was good. And that's about all I got to say. KC9NAP.
Okay, Jeff. Well, thank you for joining us Saturday, and yeah, it was a good time. And to me, the stuff you can buy there is almost secondary to seeing everybody. You know, you talk to everybody on the radio, and that's all fine and well, but seeing them face to face makes all the difference sometimes. So, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Thank you, and have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for being there Saturday. Next on the list, we have N9YLU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, good evening, Kurt, and the net.
I just want to say thank you again for you and for Rich, all that you have done for the Ham Fest. It was enjoyable. Everybody that I've talked to just really enjoyed it and everything, and I always have a lot of fun. So definitely good. Sold a few things and some that I was surprised. But it was all in all a good time and everything, and definitely had a lot of fun. And hopefully to see a good crowd at the meeting this coming Monday. Hopefully it'll be a good time. And Mike, if you're also listening, I will call you later on, probably still during the net, but I'll call you here in a while, about what I've got of yours and the 706. But I had a good time and everything. So back to you, Kurt, AC9HO and 9YOU.
Oh, that's right. If I'm not mistaken, you have a 706. Is that correct, Brian?
That is correct.
See, there you go, Mike. That's why I say be patient. Somebody will be able to help you. If I knew the 706 better, I could tell you exactly what to do. But I have a 7000, which is probably very similar, but it's been sitting on a shelf for about 10-12 years, so I need to get that thing back in running order, get it back into mobile. All right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Thank you for giving Mike a hand there sometime tonight, and hopefully you can get him squared away and get that radio on the air. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you as well for participating Saturday. Thank everybody for participating Saturday, and Rich and I are not taking credit for that. Yes, we got the ball rolling. Yes, we organized the get-together. But the day of, that wasn't us. That was definitely the team. So much appreciated for everybody that put in their time and effort that day and Friday. And then after the Ham Fest, it all adds up. So definitely a team effort. All right, next we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW. Good evening, Kurt and everyone. Well, I wasn't able to attend the Ham Fest for other reasons, and I felt that I needed to have some good things, so I went and ordered a new radio, and it came today. So I have a new Yaesu FM150R, and I've been spending time this afternoon trying to string the power cord and run the antenna lead down to the switch box and trying to get everything ready so I can get another run up to the attic and hopefully try this thing out within the next day or so. But looks like it's going to be fun. So I'm still trying to figure out how to get it hooked up. Then I'll try and figure out how to program it.
Well, that's a nice radio, and that's new enough. You could use a computer if you have to, but, I'm a proponent. Learn how to program it with the face if you can.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Believe it or not, it's no whiskey tonight. Nope. But anyway, So what's your plan with that radio? You just wanted a nice, because I believe that's just an analog dual band, yes?
Yes, because the plans for the fusion radios, so they'll be tied up in other aspects, and I wanted to have something free and clear, not dual-purposed, and that'll occupy the right side of the radio desk.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was a good choice. That's a good radio there. A good, just trusty dual band, no frills, just a talker, And if I'm not mistaken, is that 50 watts or like 55? a little bit higher power than just a 50 watt.
55 2 meter and 50 70 centimeter.
That's what I thought. Didn't think it was a huge difference, but it was just ever so slightly, and it might be just enough to get you over the edge where you need it. All right, Mike. Well, you're definitely going to have to check in with that next week or whenever you get it up and running. If it's not next week, the following week. I'm curious to see what that sounds like. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and not a big deal, Jim, make the Ham Fest. Not everybody can make it, so there's always next year. We'll see. Again, thank you for checking in. All right, I am going to do the information part of the night, because here we are at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. We already have 19 check-ins. That's very, very good. We will ask for more check-ins after I do some information here. So if you haven't checked in yet, just please stand by, and we will call for more. This is AC9HO Net Control. My name is Kurt, and I'll be back in 1 second. All right, maybe two. Area Nets, Aries District 1, serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a appeal tone of 173.8. There's also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700 positive offset and a 141.3 appeal tone. Then we have the Aries Information Training Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JSI repeater with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. Oh, KF9WW, if you're still listening, Josh posted on ham.live that the AZU 150 is a good radio. That's what he uses for his base at his house, and it does sound very, very good. All right, continuing on, the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, again, as we were talking about earlier, is the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator W9DLP 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. And as he said earlier, he'll be on as early as 10 o'clock-ish. So, any time before, after 10, but before 11, catch up with W9DLP this Saturday. The next siren testing is this Saturday, March 7th. So, please help out with that. I'm going to do my best to possibly get one of those sirens that he needs. So, depending on where I'm at, will depend on where I go, I guess. Let me reset. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn Net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Frequency Coordination Net every Friday. It starts at 7:30 Central Time on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, and then they move on to either HF or 2-meter 440 simplex. And last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. This net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970, this net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. And as mentioned earlier, don't forget, we're going to start advertising from this point on. July 18th this year is the second annual Tailgate Hamfest of the LPCARC Amateur Radio Club, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club, is sponsoring. It is $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. Trailers will be an extra fee because they take up a second spot. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables or set up out of the back of your car or truck. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146.610 and 146.970, both negative offsets, both 131.8 PL tones. And the address, we will have the flyer on the website. It's not up there yet. I got to send it to the webmaster. That's my fault. I will send that over to him shortly. But the address, if you're ready, is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana. It's underneath the concrete tower where this repeater is located. For more information, visit shortly, it's not there right now, but shortly, lpcarc.org/hamfest. Again, sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be March 9th, this coming Monday. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. For an example, at the September meeting last year, we had Rachel Cobb, and the year before, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. And you can also pay your memberships at the meetings, or you can pay online. Visit the website at lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the page, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page for a form to fill out, and then the Pay Online button underneath that. Click the Pay Online, fill out the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly, because it also asks for call sign and things like that that I would like to have. And it is no longer through PNC Bank. It is actually Square now. I'm sure, I hope everybody's heard of that, but it's a credit card company that takes cards. They charge a lot less fee and have a pretty intuitive user interface, so that's very helpful. I got to add pictures and everything to the link, so that was kind of nice. And also, let me reset. And also, we now have a donation button on the website, on the lpcarc.org website. If you don't want to be a member for whatever reason, but you would like to donate because you like to use our repeaters and you like to help us out, and you're just a very kind person, you can donate a buck. It doesn't matter. Anything helps. You can go on there and do it right there online. Super easy, super simple. You don't have to give your name or anything if you want to be an anonymous donor, I guess. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but if you do that, you won't be an official member, so we don't need any of your information, but definitely appreciate any donations anybody's willing to give, because like I said, it just helps make these repeaters even better. And as a matter, as an example of that, we have a 300-watt amplifier we're going to put on the K9 JSI very, very soon here. Now the weather's starting to warm up a little bit. We've already got talks. We haven't made a set date yet. We got to clear a branch so we can get to the little shed that the repeater's in. And then there's also a hole in the roof that we need to fix. So get those two things done, and then the repeater's next on the agenda. But that's, things like that are happening, and that's what everybody's membership dues, HamFest, and donations all pay for that. and come to the club breakfast. One conveniently scheduled at 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month, just before the siren testing. That's pretty convenient. At the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City. Then we have a second breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, Michigan City EMA is still accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, fill out your application, and when you return it to attention to Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications. And it's getting very close that time of year. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern. Goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about the Potato Creek POTA, get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out more information on future gatherings. I don't know when they have the first one scheduled. I think they told me, but I forgot. It's coming soon, I'm sure. So look forward to that. We will announce it when there is the first, when the first one is scheduled. We will definitely announce it on here. All right, weather at a glance. Tonight, showers likely, mainly after 5 a.m. Areas of dense fog. Areas of fog after 10 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 42. East wind, 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers. Areas of fog before 9 a.m., high near 52. East wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 42, north wind around 5, becoming calm. Friday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before noon and a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. South wind, 5 to 15, with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Friday night, a chance of showers, then it confuses me every time they say this. A chance of showers, then showers, and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight. Low around 53, south wind around 15. With gusts as high as 25, chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Saturday, showers likely before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 57. I'll take that all day long. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And Monday, to start your week, sunny with a high near 67. That sounds good. More check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
89HAY.
Alright, acknowledging KD9HAY, I really wish my auto-scroll would work. It's not working. Hayden, do you have anything for the net? Did see you this weekend, must have got busy.
Yeah, I've been under the weather for about 3 or 4 days now, and not sure what it is, but I'm sleeping like 15 hours a day. And sad I missed that, but hopefully we'll get to be at the meeting on Monday. I'm on vacation next week, so I'm on come out to the meeting. So other than that, thanks for taking the net tonight, Kurt, and we'll talk to you later, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden, well, no offense, I'm glad you weren't there, because I just got over something, I'd say a week before that, and I had residual things for like a week after I started feeling better, and we and much rather have you stay at home resting than spreading it to all of us. But you missed a good time, so maybe next year. There's always next year, right? All right, Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, I'll open Swap and Shop. Anybody, any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, Swap and Shop session is now open. Please call now. Okay, the Swap and Shop will remain open till the end of the net, so if you decide you want to post something, let me know. We will take that. Are there any other check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. All right, the one time I don't do this, we do have somebody that checked in the ham.live, but I'm betting they clicked the wrong room, if you want to call the room. But we're going to try it anyway, just in case they're out there. W0KVZ. Are you out there on radio? And if so, do you have anything for the net? Yeah, with being All-Star connected, you just never know who's listening. So, W0KVZ. Do you have anything for the net? Okay, hearing nothing, I would assume they clicked the wrong ham.live net. All right, any comments, questions, check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, I think I'll make this last call. Might be an early one. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Comments, questions, anything at all, please call. I'm trying to type really fast, and that didn't work. All right. We will now conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We have a final count of 20 check-ins. That's pretty good. I'll take it. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and we will be clear at 8:18 Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
73, Kurt, talk to you. How's my audio? Is it down, or how does it sound?
It didn't sound too bad. There were times when you were talking where it got a little hard to hear you, mainly because of the radios in the background were covering you up.
Yeah, I will find too many. This is a Motorola Spectrum desk-wedge mic. If I turn it up, where my voice is real predominant, then it picks up the background more. It's got to be a happy medium here somewhere. I think I might know what it is. I was trying to put a little sticker over the mic, so it didn't pick the room up so much. I had something I was going to chime in there, and I forgot to. Oh, yeah, I just thought of it. Anybody that went over to 50.130, I've been monitoring there throughout the net, and I hadn't heard nothing. So they probably weren't or aren't running a net tonight. So just keep it in mind.
There we go. Sorry about that. Trying to switch mics. Shouldn't do that in the middle of a conversation.
I got the gist. I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, yeah, I was talking, and then I realized that it wasn't transmitting, so. I switched mics. How do I sound with this mic?
Better frequency response. I like it better than the mic that you were on.
Yeah, that was a headset, Pro 7. It sounds a little muffled, I think, but it does block out the noise a little bit better.
Yeah, like you said, it's my problem. at 800. It's my fault. I got to get in there and work on my radio. I got an 800 meg digital, but it's got a dead spot in the volume pod. And when I find a good spot, I just sort of like don't touch it. If it isn't broke, don't fix it. Because the speed, all I, it's a lot to disassemble just to clean the volume pod or put a new one in. So I've been procrastinating.
Yeah, I need to find some sort of desk mic, I think. But, because I like the way, I like the Pro 7 headset, but it definitely is more bassy, more muffled. Of course, I should probably play with my EQ. I could probably make it better with a more responsive, like this microphone. But this is like, this is a microphone for an ICOM radio. As a matter of fact, I bought it for the ICOM 7000. Back when I had it mobile, and so it's probably why it's more responsive, because it's got the IC electric, microphone, basically the element, that's what it's called. So that's probably why it sounds a little bit different. I have a headset that you said the same thing, that it's a little more responsive, and that's also an ICOM element, so that says a lot.
Yeah, it's got more of a full frequency range. Somebody once said, we're not broadcasters, we're communicators. So we need to dispatch quality mics.
Ah, pish posh. People say a lot of things and I don't care. I do what I want to do and I like it. I'm not an audiophile, but I am kind of picky on my audio. I do like quality audio. So, yeah. Do with that what you will.
Well, whatever you're on now, it sounds really good.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. That's the second report I got with this hand mic that was a really good report. So, I should do a echo test at some point, but I'm not set up to do that at the moment. Looks like we do have a new ham that signed into M.Live, K9EWP. Says, greetings all, I'm a new ham, got my tech license about 2 weeks ago. I'm listening on a Baofeng 5 Mini. We just gave a few of those away at the Ham Fest with the Nagoya 711 antenna. That's a good antenna. Haven't figured out how to program it yet, so I can't check in on the air just yet. So, yeah, keep trying there, Mike. You'll get it. And if you need any assistance, if you can't get on the radio, definitely get on YouTube. There's all kinds of videos for that Baofeng Mini on how to program it, how to work it, and all that fun stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I'll be right back. I'll hear you, but I got something in the dining room for a minute.
KFX, did you say his name is Mike Kirk?
I did. So we got another Mike. And we're getting the Mike heavy.
And you're working on your mics.
Tell you, I'm gonna have to get the first dibs on a good slick nickname here.
Well, I think you got WW. I don't know. That's what I've been using.
Yeah, I suppose double dot'll work.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, there's another. We had a new ham check in. That was able to check in, and we got another one that's trying to check in, just got to get that radio programmed. Yeah, I heard that thunder too, Mike. I'm not too far from it. I'm watching him type on the ham.live here. I haven't closed out the ham.live, so yeah, he's hearing thunder here in La Porte.
I will say this, Mike. I'm glad you, well, not WW, the new Mike. I'm glad you chimed in on ham.live for sure. So Josh right there just said, nice to meet you, and definitely check out YouTube. I don't hate it, because I use YouTube all the time, so I expect everybody to use YouTube. But it would be nice if I could help you. If I could have your radio in my hand, I could probably program it in 2 minutes. But unfortunately, I'm here, you're there, so your next best bet is YouTube. And there are videos out there now of people saying that YouTube is ruining Elmering, and I can see it, but at the same time, we just advance with technology. You know, technology's changing. We got to change with it, or else we'll be left behind.
You know, the old radios, though, they were supposedly complicated for what they were, and they're so easy and simple compared to what they are nowadays.
Yeah, and just think, in 10, 20 years, somebody would be making that same exact comment, that the old radios were so hard and now they're super easy. Of course, what's 10, 20 years going to bring? I mean, are we even going to have microphones or microchips in our heads? I don't know. Oh, that got some attention, because I just got two of you right there, maybe three. I couldn't hear a thing.
KE9DBB, sorry, probably double.
Got you in there that time, Josh. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, for that, Mike, KE9EWP, I guess if you can, I'm sure someone, if he comes to the meeting on Monday, brings the radio, I'm sure we can figure it out how to set it up for him, someone can. I mean, I know how to program biofangs, but I don't have a mini, but I'm sure someone can help him up if he comes to the meeting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. As a matter of fact, I practiced a little bit on those Baofeng minis we gave away for door prizes. I had this repeater programmed into that radio, and Dave gave me a radio check on it with three different antennas, and only one really worked well, and that was that one that Mike's got on his. It will should definitely work for him. But, yeah, I programmed this repeater in there in probably 2 minutes or less. But yeah, Mike, if you haven't figured it out by Monday, feel free to come to our club meeting. It's at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Boyd Boulevard there. Since you're in LaPorte, you should have a fairly decent idea where it's at. So 7 o'clock. We'll be there if you come early. I'll try to come early, and we can try to get that thing set up for at least our local repeaters for you. That way, when you leave, you can actually get on the radio if you haven't already.
I think, when I started on those UD5Rs and GT5Rs, I think these newer Baofengs are actually easier to program than those are, the way it looks from YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had the early Baofeng, and you could not program it from the front face. That was the only radio I ever had that I could not program from the front face. You can put in the frequency, you can put in the offset and the field tone, and as long as you did not change anything, it wouldn't let you write it to memory, and that was weird. As long as you left it there, you were good, but if you changed frequencies or went to memory mode, it was gone. You had to start all over. So, yeah, the new ones have come a long way. Their menu system is much, much better. It's actually getting very, very similar to ICOM menu system. So, or at least, maybe not ICOM, but at least like BMR radios, like Anytones and things like that. So, yeah, they've come a long way. They're much, much better. Go ahead, WW.
No, it's been more than 30 seconds. I forgot where I was at.
This darn thing is not keying up right. There's something going on here. As long as you know where you've been.
Button. Talk around or bypass or reverse.
Yeah, Dave, I think we doubled. I'm not sure who won, though.
Kind of sound like you both won, because I heard a little bit of Kurt, and then Dave took over.
And I'm okay.
My darn microphone's not working right. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Go ahead, Mike.
N9YOU, N9OKA, you out there, Brian?
Yeah, give me a minute, Mike. Right now I'm on the phone right now. I'll give you a call, though, N9YOU.
Cool, okay. N9OKA, clear.
Well, WW, I don't know if you heard what I said twice. First time my mic wouldn't work. Second time me and Dave were talking at each other. But I said, you may not know where you are, but as long as you know where you've been.
Yeah, that's good, because I hate going over the same ground twice. Well, I finally got my power cord wired and hooked up for the power supply. Got that all done. And I got my jumper that goes down from the radio to the switch box, or the, you know, where I'm going to bring the antenna in from the attic. So now I just have to get an antenna. Now I'm getting antsy, because now I want to play. I think I'm going to end up switching something tonight to see how it is, program a few things. But, you know, I have those RT systems programs for some of the radios, and what's nice about those are you get a spreadsheet. You can set them up so that you don't have to go looking for everything, and you can program all your radios very similar setups, similar numbering systems, similar this, that, and the other, and then the only thing you need to get into the radio itself for is some of the goodies that particular radio does. So it's nice, because you just stick an SD card in them and read it to, and then copy it from there to your spreadsheet. That's what's advantage to the new radios, but you can't do that necessarily with some of the HDs and some of the other things. But at this point, life's too short, so I'm taking advantage of as many things as I can. And the other thing is, if I get too many different kinds of radios and the formatting changes, then I'm more confused. So that's why I try to stay with one particular brand, and it seems to work out, because they're very similar in the programming.
DLP.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I like RT systems. I agree with him. I wish they would, that's what I'm looking for, coordinate. You get in Chirp, you're doing a bow thing, you get a spreadsheet, you do this and you do that, but then you want RT systems, you want to download that same format, channel numbers and all that, to a different radio. Their spreadsheet is just a little bit different, if you can't copy and paste.
Yeah, I got nothing against it, that's for sure. But when, like, Mike's struggling to know what the offset is and the frequencies and all that, you learn all that if you have to type it all in. Of course, if you type it into the software, that's one way to learn it, too. RT Systems is great. I've used it a few times. It is great. I'm not against it. I just don't prefer it, especially with my HT. If I'm out and about and I need to program on the fly, I like to be able to. My mobile radio, not so much. I'll use the memory card feature if it has it, which mine does. The memory card feature is very, very nice. So, Mike, if you're still listening, KE9EWP, I see you're still on ham.live. I just realized I read his message wrong. He didn't hear thunder. He said his handle is thunder46350, so. But, yes, Mike, you listen on 146970, and then you'll put in a negative 0.600 offset, which then transmits on 146370. That is correct, but then you also have to have a PL tone, or in the Baofeng, I think it's called CTCSS, and that'll be set at 131.8. And then you just put it on either TSQL or tone. I can't remember without seeing it, but it's one of those two should work. You should have a little T or something at the top of the screen once you turn it on.
KE9BBB. I think it's tone. I think you're right. I think it's just tone, I believe. But to the other mic... Well, I think he says WW. It's got the 150. Did you get the RASP or non-RASP version?
KF9WW. The non-RASP. I looked at it. I would have saved about $35 if I ordered it with that chip in it. If I want to put the chip in it, it's about $35 more. So. Than what it would have cost me, so, and I don't foresee the necessity because I will not be putting it in a vehicle.
Copy that. Yeah, I just walked down here. I'm on it, actually, right now, the 150. Well, I checked in earlier than that. I was on it also, but then I started listening to my HT upstairs, but, yeah, I got our RASP or whatever, I don't see much difference, to be honest. I feel like when I do try to use it, it makes it more like a digital radio where it cuts out. It makes the you sound more digital, and it kind of cuts in and out if you have a weak signal, so you hear some of it, but then you don't hear it at all. But, yeah, it's a good radio. I like it. I had it in my vehicle for a little bit, and I moved it in my house now, and I don't know. It's a good analog radio. I like it. Easy to program, and it's got enough stuff on here for basic stuff, and then, yeah, I'll turn it over to you or Kurt.
Go ahead, Mike, see if I've got it. Yeah, I decided, well, I've got the 510 series, and it's got the same thing, the RSP, whatever that thing is. And it's just like on my FTDX-10 when you kick in the DNR. It'll help in certain circumstances, and other circumstances it takes away too much. And I just, yeah, I'm not going to use it in a vehicle. I have the 400 in my truck, and you know, the wife's not going to let me put one in her car, so that, and I don't fit in her car very easily. So. this is strictly for here, and the 510 and the 100, and those are for the system fusion setups and all those that I'm hoping will start becoming more popular again. And I think Kirk said it's back and up and running, so I'm looking forward to playing a little bit of that here in the future too. And this one will, the new one will be available for the other side of the experience. So I'm glad to hear you say you liked it. So I kind of looked at the reviews, and it met all my expectations and needs. So I'm looking forward to playing with it.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good radio. I had it in my vehicle for a while, and kind of where I had it mounted, I got a small truck, and when the wife was made, kind of blocks her cup holder, so I took it out. And I think I'm going to leave it permanently in the house now because I like it for the house. Like I said, it's a great radio. Right now, I'm pushing 51.5 right now with this new meter I got from the Hamfest, and then it's a good radio. I like it. I bought it, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. They had a pretty good sale on them, so that's why I bought the RAS over the non-Boros. I probably would have done the same thing as you, saved a little bit and got that, but I can't complain. It's works great. I'll give it back to Kurt.
Very good, yeah. I see Mike still. There's my mic acting up again. I see Mike still on the ham.live, wondering if he's getting any farther. And we got, I saw 89HI had logged in at some point. Not sure if he's listening as well, but maybe give a moment here and see if KE9EWP got that Baofeng Mini programmed up yet. I'm sure he's trying. AC9HO.
Yeah, I've noticed for that RAS, I tried to get it going when I listened to 5.2 on here. And it doesn't really work for that either, so I just usually turn it off. I just leave it off and go from there, but yeah, I'll give it back to you. KE9BBB.
I wasn't sure who you were giving to there, Josh, but yeah, I was just replying to Mike there on Ham.live. He's working on it, trying to get that radio programmed. But we'll be standing by, Mike, whenever you see a break and somebody unkeys, just key it up and say your call sign, and we'll try to get you in there. Go ahead, WW, AC9HO in the group.
Okay, KF9WW. A little change of subject. I know OKA brought up something while he did the net or something a couple of weeks back about the people that use that hand clock program, about it sunsetting, and because the creator, tender, and everything, the owner had passed away, and some other group had taken over on it. Well, I got a hold of the website and, in fact, loaded what they said to do, and I didn't have much hope that it would work, but I'll be darned if it didn't, and it made some little improvements that you'll notice right away, plus it's updated, and it does work, and it takes about 30 seconds if you're somewhat savvy with the computer, but it's just a guidelines in Linux and the way you go, and it works fine. So anybody that has that program or uses that program that was worried that it was going to come to an end, this new group has taken over, and it works. It works really good, so I was happy about that.
Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, I haven't, I don't have one yet. I'd like to get one, but I didn't watch the video, but I think it was, I don't know who, one of the YouTube guys, maybe it was Mike, K8MRD, I think Keith posted a video saying it was back, or like you said, someone took it over, but I'd like to get one eventually, but we'll see. I'll give it to you, Kurt.
It's weird, on the K9 JSI, I keep hearing somebody key up, and it kind of sounded like OKA, but it wasn't through the repeater. So they must be working on something, for sure. But, yeah, no, the ham clock, I saw that somebody took it over, which is cool. I had one on my All-Star node for a short time, so whenever you logged into what they call Supermon, which is a dashboard to be able to disconnect and reconnect rooms, see what all your nodes are connected to. At the bottom of the page, it had the ham clock on there, but it made that thing run super, super hot, so I didn't keep it going for very long. And I officially have my first Linux computer, other than the Raspberry Pis. I got Linux Mint on a MacBook Air, an old MacBook Air that can no longer update, so starting to get into that. Downloaded this 73 program that was it KM4ACK or something like that, YouTuber, put together a software package for ham radio, all kinds of ham radio software for Linux. You just download it. It could take, depend on the speed of the computer, it could take up to 4 hours to download and install everything. So I did that last night. It took about an hour, maybe an hour and a half with that MacBook Air. So, but on a slower Raspberry Pi, so it could take up to 4 hours. But put Chirp on there, put a couple Windows software, I can't even think of what they're called now. There's a bunch of stuff on there I'm not sure I'll ever use, but it's on there. So that's my new project at the moment. Go ahead, WW, or give a pause for KE9EWP to see if he got that bow thing working. AC9HO.
Okay, KF9WW. Yeah, I've got a Linux machine, a little, I guess it's a tablet or a notebook or, you know, small. It's got a 9-inch screen on it, but it's running the Ubuntu, and it still updates. It's still got support. And I can do a few things with it, but I never got comfortable with how that operates and the do's and don'ts. And, you know, I was always afraid of pulling something that you can get away with Windows or the like, and with Linux, and you would crash the system. So I never messed around with it too much, but it was always nice. I could, you know, run the internet and check email and surf and stuff like that. But there was some ham related software that I had on it. But I always wanted to have a decent logging software and such. But now that my days of venturing off into campgrounds and places like that are in the past, I don't I don't foresee me doing it. If I can't make contacts via the easy chair in front of my desk here, then I probably won't. But it's still fun to think about. I've got all these grab-and-go get-ups that that I made over the years, and you know, I still think about it. You know, your brain doesn't want to let you think that, or let you know that your body is nowhere near what your brain still thinks you are.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Well, I think I'm going to jump off here, and then I might jump over to Simplex here for a few minutes and then head on out. But I'll say 73 to you gentlemen. You guys have a good night, and I won't be on tomorrow night. Then this weekend we're heading down to, actually we're leaving Friday, go down to Terre Haute for the weekend, so, yeah. And then go and do a bowling tournament down there, so I'll be there all weekend, and I think we're coming home Sunday morning. We have to bowl at 6 a.m. Sunday morning our time. And then after that, we head home. So I'll say 7-3 to you gentlemen. You have a good night and good rest of the weekend. And I'll be clear on you guys' final.
Okay, Josh. Yeah, you got some busy times coming up there. And, yeah, Mike, I totally understand that. My dad says that all the time, too. Your brain thinks you can do it all, but your body says no. Nope. But, Josh, yeah, have yourself a good time, safe trip, and all that fun stuff. And there was something else I was going to say, and I forgot what it was. But, yeah, we'll talk sooner than later. Go ahead, WWAC9HO.
You know, very good, Josh. Stay out of the gutters, buddy. That's all I can tell you. Enjoy yourself and have fun.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Yep, you guys have a good one, and I'll talk later on. KE9, BBB, I'll be clear. We'll be heading over to 5-2 just for a few minutes, and then they'll be here for the night. 7-3, you guys.
That's what I was going to tell you. You're 10 over on my receive on the reverse. So from wherever your house is at to, which I thought you were over by Weller, to out by Kingsbury Wildlife Area, you're 10 over.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I got the GP9. Actually, I need a, well, once weather breaks here, get back on the roof and move it up a few more feet. Because I put it up right before winter, and my ground plane is like, because I got attached to the chimney, and my ground plane, those stingers that stick out, just right at the top of my chimney, I guess. It's maybe a little bit below it, but I got on a 5-foot pipe off my chimney, and I can move it up a couple more feet. But, you know, I put it up in the dark, so it was good as what it's going to get for the winter. But, yeah, that's good to hear. And, like I said, I'm getting right now, 1.00 SWR. So I can't complain about that.
Comment?
No, definitely not. You're working very well with what you got there, so wouldn't complain at all. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I got a story similar. When I first got my license back, lapsed when I got back into it, the only thing I got up was two sections of tower, and the weather got me. So I had 20-foot of lone tower. I was dying to get on the air, so I had one of the tower legs sticking up to 20-foot. I stuck a Ringo. I don't know if you know what a Ringo is. It's just a quarter wave antenna. Well, inadvertently, with a 20-foot of tower section, the Ringo attached to one leg, and it was 19-foot, so I had a perfect halfway vertical for 10 meters, and I made like, that went around here like 500 contacts.
Nice. You never know. That's why I always tell people. Let me see if I have it. So I always tell people, especially new people, don't go by what everybody says. Oh, that won't work. Nope, that won't work. You got to do it this way or else it won't work. Nope. Don't do that. If you think it'll work, try it. You'll know if it does, and you'll know if it doesn't. You'll never know if you don't try it.
Yep, that's very true, very true. All right, gentlemen, good night. 73.
73, Josh.
And that is sent.
N9 VSM. I believe that's Paul, if I remember right. AC9HO.
AC9HO. I'm so sorry about cutting in here. I'm sure everybody wants to get to bed. I was just wondering how copy the first radio. I just using that for the first time.
Well, a little noisy. It started out better, and then it got noisier as it went on.
Okay. I got it pulled down as far as there are some glitches. Anyway, and I picked up a new antenna at the festival, so I was hoping it would do a good job. Anyway, and I guess then.
Well, right there at the end of your transmission, you got almost full quieting. Sounded much, much better. The only thing we heard was you got a new antenna at the Hamfest, which is awesome. Are you still running that ICOM radio?
Yes, but I've had this bail phone for years, and I had the kindness of Tony Fields. He fine-tuned it for me so that it would work properly. So I'm kind of, you know, like I say, this is the first time I've really used it.
Well, I don't know what you did different from when you started to now, but you are perfect. I mean, full quieting sounds great.
Well, I appreciate that signal report, and name is Paul. I had meant to check into the net, and got caught up at a church meeting, and so I was just hoping to give this a workout here, and I'm located here by the police station. You may have already heard me say this before. Anyway, I'm sure you want to get to bed, and I really appreciate the comeback, N9BSN.
My microphone's not keying up for some reason. No problem, Paul. Yeah, you sounded really good. The last two transmissions was really, really good. Whatever you did works, that's for sure. And you're lucky you said it was a church function, because I was going to have to dock your pay for missing the net. So yeah, keep that one in your back pocket. Yep, we remember who you are, Paul, right there next to the police station. And I could still put you as a check-in, because I'm still logged into ham.live, because we have a new ham in LaPorte, KE9EWP. I've been kind of hanging out a little bit to see if maybe he gets his Baofeng programmed up tonight, but that's okay if he doesn't, because if he doesn't get it by Monday and he comes to the meeting, we can help him out. So, Paul, thanks for chiming in there and testing out that radio. Maybe it just needed to be used. It was staticky at first, and now that you've talked on it, it's nice and clear. So, sounds good. AC9HO.
Very good. Okay, well, KC9HO, this is a 9GSN, and I'll be clear, and 73, and you have a nice evening.
All All right, Paul, 73 to you as well, and just for clarification, it's Alpha Charlie 9 Hotel Oscar. I know I say it fast and sounds like a K sometimes, but hell, maybe you said A too, I don't know. Sometimes I hear people say K, and they really didn't, so no big deal. All right, we'll pass it on to, I think, WW, I think he's next, AC9HO in the group. 73, Paul.
KF9WW. Well, that last transmission was unbelievable. The audio was full fidelity and all. It sounded great. So whatever you did, whatever you tweaked, whatever you held, whatever you changed, it sounds great. So I would keep that radio.
She's a keeper.
Thanks again, NNVSN.
KE9EWP looking for a sitting check.
There he is. There he is. KE9EWP, AC9HO. Yeah, you're making it now.
Hallelujah.
See? Just keep trying. That's all you can do. And you'll win in the end, right? So is this your first time being on any repeater on a ham radio at all?
That is correct, sir. Y'all are witnessing my very first transmissions.
There you go. That's two for me tonight. That's great. I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Just excited to be part of the hobby now. Started doing research into it and helping my friends with some mesh-tastic stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking about RF a lot lately. I should take a practice test, and I passed the practice test. So I'm like, you know what? I've wanted to get my license since I was like 14. I'm going to be 42 here in a couple weeks. I'm just going to do it. And I did it.
Well, congratulations, and you also did your first double there, and you won. You beat out, I think, the other mic. I realized when I said go ahead, Mike, that there's two mics on the radio right now. So that was my fault, but I heard every word you said. We'll call you EWP. I heard everything you said, but yeah, that bow thing's working good for you. The only recommendation I might make when KF9WW comes on, I'm going to compare, before I make the recommendation, I'm going to compare your guys' audio and give you an idea who, because KF9WW has like a more baseline audio. Some, like, I might be louder than him, but he's more of a, if you're right where he's at, you're just right. If you're below that, you're a little low. If you're above that, you're probably okay. I don't know, it's hard to explain. So I'm going to use him as my my gauge. Go ahead, WW.
Okay, KF9WW. Congratulations. Glad to have you in the fraternity. And not being irreverent in any way, shape, or form, you've been baptized into the RF group. So congratulations again.
Now you gotta wait for a day that's 30 below zero, heavy winds, ice, and raining. It'll work on your antenna.
Copy that. I've been an industrial maintenance technician for about 15 years now, so I know about working on stuff up high in the ice and snow.
Oh, well, there you go. You're already halfway there. All right, just to give you an idea there, KF9WW and Dave, that was Dave that chimed in there with the outside cold work, W9DLP. But your audio is just a hair lower than theirs. I don't think I would complain much, really. I think you're doing just fine. My guess is if somebody did say you were low, just get a little closer to the microphone is all you need to do. But right now, you're doing fine. Sounds great. Go ahead, WW.
Yes, I think he sounds really good. And he's got a radio voice, so That's even better yet. You'll have them all clamoring to talk with you, so you'll find a bunch of friendly people here. I sure have.
Oh, I definitely second that. Yeah, okay, I'll get up on the mic. I'm on a more roll of Spectra, a wedge-style desk mic.
Go ahead, Mike, EWP.
I've also got a strong background in pro audio, so I'm following my rule that I give all new people with a microphone. If you're not close enough to lick it, you're not close enough.
That's one to do it. Yeah, yeah, I like that. And that's fairly true with a lot of radios. I did fine, though, with my new ID50, my ICOM ID50 that I just purchased, new to me. That one, I don't have to be as close as I am, like, to this microphone right now. But I like my microphones close and my audio tight. That way you don't hear as much of what's going on behind me. So I don't mind it being up close to my face. But, no, you sound, Mike, WW's right. You got the radio voice for sure. So it sounds very, very good. It sounds so good. It doesn't sound like you're on a Baofeng. Nothing against Baofengs, but those Baofeng minis sound really good. Go ahead, WWAC9HO.
Yeah, my indoctrination years back was from my Elmer, who told me that you never speak necessarily directly into the mic, but you speak across it, and you keep it your thumb between the microphone and your chin, and you speak directly across. And that's the way I've always done it, and apparently it's been okay. But I'm sure there's other people that have learned different ways. But it's however it makes you sound good, and you stay consistent with it.
Yeah, I was waiting for Dave there. Yeah, I try to talk across it. Sometimes I catch myself talking directly into it. The one thing I try not to do, I do watch a meter on my radio so I can kind of tell if I'm, you know, blowing into it. I try not to do that. Because depending on what your volume level set at, that can be excruciating. But New Mike, we're going to call you New Mike for the moment. I have not heard that out of you, not one time.
Copy that, y'all. Thank you very much.
Skip me on the lower hobby. I need to make something to drink. Get back in the minute. I mean, I DLP.
Go ahead, WW.
Okay, well, now I've got it mounted. I've got the power cord up to it, and I've got the coax down to it. I'm just waiting on an antenna up in the attic. So I think I'll commence to reading the manual and seeing what the do's and don'ts are, and maybe tomorrow night will be hopefully I'll expose everybody to the new radio. I hope so anyway.
All right, I'll have to make sure I'm listening then, see if I can catch you tomorrow night. Because I am going to be cutting this pretty short. It's past my bedtime. Hopefully my wife is already sleeping on the couch. She's got to get up. Well, we both get up same time, but she hasn't had a day off because of inventory for, I think she's going on like 12 days right now. So she's got to be feeling it here soon. So New Mike, I'm going to hand it over to you. And this will probably be my last go-around, and then I'm going to get off for the evening. So I did get you down as a check-in, New Mike. I'm not going to call you New Mike forever, but that's just going to be for tonight. So, but, yeah, definitely don't be a stranger. That radio sounds too good to not be talked on. So I'd like to hear you on here much more. We're here every Wednesday night doing the net. If it's not me, it's Mike and 9OKA. He sometimes does it for me, and sometimes Rich will do it for me. But he's been indisposed on Wednesday evening, so he hasn't been able to do it lately. But I'm glad you got that thing working. Now that you figured out how to program one repeater, the rest are going to be a lot easier. So make sure, if you don't already know, our other repeater, 2-meter repeater, is 146.610. 146.610. And you're going to program it exactly the same as you did this repeater. It's going to be a negative 600 offset, so you'll transmit on 146.010, and it'll have a 131.8 Plto. So, if you got any questions, I'll stick around for that. AC9HO, over to new Mike.
Copy that. I think I'm all good for the evening. I was just enjoying listening into the net, and I look forward to participating next week. KE9EWP signing off.
This is the CMN Network.
Okay, that was perfect. Perfect sign-off. 73, Mike, and I hope to hear you more soon. So I'll hand it over to W. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Again, it's been a pleasure to meet you, and congratulations. Look forward to speaking with you again, and we'll compare notes. It's always fun to talk radio, so... And Kirk, did you say the new repaired repeater is back online and it is in digital mode?
Yes, sir. I probably should have announced that a couple times. I forgot about it. I didn't announce it in the very beginning, but yes, it is up and running 100%. You can connect to any room you want. Digital is fully functional. Well, I think I just lost connection there again. Digital fully. So, yeah, it's set for 1 hour. So whenever somebody connects it to a room, it will stay connected for 1 hour, and then it will disconnect and reconnect to its home room, which is the Indiana Midwest room. So, yep, feel free. It seems to be working as transmit and receive. So, oh, there was something else I was going to say, and I forgot what it was. It'll come to me in a minute.
What did you say earlier about 300 watts?
Ah, this darn thing won't key up. I think I got something going wrong in the button. The K9, see, while I was talking there that time, the K9JSA, we got an amplifier to put on that repeater.
Oh, quarter kilowatt, how nice.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to be putting out the full power, but we're going to put the repeater on low power, and whatever it puts out, it puts out.
Well, I look forward to that. There's a lot of places around town. If I get out of the car, some of my portable ones, I have problems hearing it. That should help considerably.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't want to put it on this repeater because we already interfere with Illinois enough, so, and vice versa. So we didn't feel this one would be good for that. But go ahead, WW.
Yeah, things are changing. That came back pretty quickly. I was surprised the way you were talking the other day, and to have it back and up and running, so... That's good to know. And I watched the thing from John Crook, and I don't know if that machine that I've got that runs Windows 7 is going to do what we want it to do. I think I'm going to have to pick up something that's got more horsepower.
Well, not knowing what you have exactly, which even if I did, I might not know for sure, but I did confirm it's Windows 7 up there at the tower. But I believe it's got some decent amount of RAM for Windows 7, and I don't remember what the processor is, but I think you'd be pleasantly surprised because I have a Windows 10 machine that was Windows 7 But on Windows 10, I upgraded it and should not have, because it met the minimum requirements, and I mean the minimum. And boy, oh boy, it's so slow that when you click on an app, click on something, even WiresX, you click to open WiresX, you just sit back and start sipping your coffee. And then it finally loads up. Every other computer I've ever had, as soon as you click it, it opens, right? Even the one up at the tower. But even that slow computer that took forever to load everything ran WiresX flawlessly.
Okay, well, I'll defer until we compare notes, and if I need to pick up more memory, I can do that too, and we'll see what it'll do. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yep, that's right. Now, unless you want to upgrade to a better computer, that's understandable, but if you're happy with it as it sits right now, if it functions well right now, getting on, I don't know, YouTube, surfing the net, and it's not super laggy or anything, it'll probably run WiresX perfectly. It would be my guess.
Okay. Well, I'm not planning on doing anything with it other than setting that system up that we talked about. So it's not like it's going to be doing anything else. It'll be a dedicated, standard, alone, do its thing, and that's all I plan to do. So either way, if I need to get another one, I'll do that. If I need to just expand the memory capabilities, we'll do that, whatever. So, and no rush. Whenever we can get together this summer, hopefully, and take a look at it and see what happens.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'll keep that in the back of my mind, and we'll try to get something set up before summer. Get that going for you. I know this weekend we were talking. I don't know if it's going to happen because it's supposed to rain Saturday, but Sunday sounds like a really good day to go out there and clean that branch up so we can get up the drive and then patch that hole so that it doesn't rain inside that little shed all summer long again. I don't know how long that hole's been there, but it was long before we got there. So we're going to patch it up for him. And hopefully no more issues there. And then we'll see how the day goes. And maybe, just maybe, I'm not going to make any promises, but just maybe, we might have an amplifier in line. But we got to get some other things going, some other people there that are donating a power supply. And then he's also got the test equipment that I'd like him to bring and make sure that the extra power won't be a problem with the setup. So, all right, Mike, well, I'm going to jump out of here, and keep reminding me about your WiresX, or else I will forget. So you're not offending me whatsoever or bugging me. You understand memory gets shorter and shorter as age happens, so it's already starting with me. But it's probably more due to I got too many pans on the stove or irons on the fryer, whatever you want to call it. So this will be my last go around. Go ahead, Mike.
And don't forget, I also have books and stuff that I owe you still. Some cabling that goes to that 520 and some other things. So I need to get them if we don't do anything else than pass by with open window through the parking lot. So we'll talk. Thanks again, Kurt. It's been a pleasure. KF9WW.
Enjoy talking to you as usual. And Mike, new Mike, if you're still listening, enjoy talking to you. Hope to hear you on here more. And Wesley, if you happen to be listening, hope to hear you on here more as well. And you're definitely in a group that's very welcoming to new hams. So don't forget our club meeting is Monday, 7 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Boyd Boulevard. I'm watching my meter to make sure. I got to get that fixed. That's not gonna do. But anyway, Boyd Boulevard, Seventh-day Adventist Church, Boyd Boulevard, 7 o'clock Monday for you new hams if you want to come to the club meeting. And Dave, 73 to you as well if you're listening. So we'll talk to you all later. 73, AC9HO. I'll be clear since this mic is not cooperating. Talk to you later.
AC9HO and 9OKA.
Leave it to Mike to stop me. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Okay, I got it here. Could you tell me what the other frequency is at 146.610?
Yeah, it's 146.610 minus 0.6, so that would give you 146.010.
That was 146.0.0.
All right. We got to do a little bit of math here, Mike. 140, the receive frequency is 146.610. So you do point minus 0.600 will then give you 146.010. That's how you figure that out. That way it's super easy for you.
Okay, I have to program both frequencies in this radio to get it to work right. As I wasn't able to talk to you on this radio during the nap, this is my new radio here.
Okay. Yeah, it's working, you know, and I think I remember that with the ICOM 7000. I think it's the same way. You got to set up what they call split instead of reverse or whatever, offset. Instead of offset, they do split. So the only thing I'd recommend, Mike, if you have a very boisterous voice, maybe turn your mic gain down a touch. You're starting to overdrive just a little bit.
Okay, I'll hold away from my mouth till I get in the manual some. I don't remember where the mic gain is now.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where it's at on that radio either, but yeah, that was much, much better. I mean, it wasn't horrible, so if you forget, not a huge deal, but it was starting to clip just a little bit.
Roger, 7-3, catch you later, N9OKA.
All right, Mike, did you get that frequency right? That way you can get that. You had it programmed in earlier, but you got it all correct now for the K9JSI?
I got to start all over again now for the JSI.
Okay, but you have the transmit and receive frequencies, yes?
Yeah, 146.610, 146.010.
Bingo, yep. You got it now. So like I told new Mike out there, we're getting a lot of mics out there. We had a new ham tonight check in. He programmed his Baofeng. Now that you've done one, the second one should be a little bit easier, and then the third one will be even easier than that. So, all right, Mike, 73, good luck, and we'll talk to you soon. AC9HO.
73, W9DLP.
73, Dave.
CMN Network, 220.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.